USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two more states certified their election results Monday, both being wins for former Vice President Joe Biden. Arizona and Wisconsin certified their results, while President Trump's legal team held a hearing on election integrity in Arizona, where the president's lawyers urged several state lawmakers in attendance to investigate alleged voting fraud in their state. President Trump, phoning into the hearing, said he and his team would not stop fighting for the election and promised more legal actions in other states.
Well, I will tell you, we are going to fight. We're taking it up all the way. We have additional cases being filed probably tomorrow in Wisconsin and in Georgia. And they're good cases. They're very strong cases by great lawyers and with great facts. And Arizona will not forget what Ducey just did. We're not going to forget the people of Arizona.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Vice President Mike Pence said on Monday that doses of the COVID-19 vaccine could begin shipping in 2 weeks. On a conference call with the country's governors, Pence said they are confident in the distribution plan they've developed. The chief science advisor for Operation Warp Speed agrees. Dr. Moncef Slaoui told Fox News that part of the plan relies on using existing vaccination infrastructure.
We're talking about maybe having two times more, two and a half times more. It's not, you know, transformational. Therefore, we feel confident and comfortable that by using the channels that are normally used, so for instance, shipping through FedEx and UPS, using the same warehousing facilities used for the flu vaccines, and empowering each state health agencies to tell us where to ship the vaccines, the number of doses allocated to each state will be defined in proportion to the population of the state. I think things we expect to go pretty smoothly.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The White House Christmas decor is revealed. Val Dior has more on the White House's decked halls from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
First responders and frontline workers are highlighted in the White House Christmas decor that also gives a special nod to Melania Trump's redesigned Rose Garden. Workers on the front lines of the COVID crisis are recognized in the Red Room with a Christmas tree dotted with handmade ornaments as well as other decorations around the parlor. A buck and a crane are featured in 3D hanging in windows of the Green Room where American wildlife is the highlight. Classical urns line an east wing walkway and hold foliage from different regions of the country. The overall decor design is the duty of the First Lady, and she said America the Beautiful is her theme, and that it was inspired by Americans' shared appreciation for our traditions, values, and history. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And there's no change at the top of the first college basketball top 25 poll of the season. Gonzaga remains at number one, with Baylor holding at number two, and Iowa rising two spots to number three. Villanova, who formerly occupied that number three spot, tumbled to 12th after a loss to Virginia Tech. The University of Virginia also tumbled from 4th to 15th after being upset by San Francisco. And Kentucky dropped 10 spots to number 20 after losing to the team that now sits one spot ahead of them in the rankings, the Richmond Spiders. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.